So now Starbuck saw long coils of the umbilical cord of Madam Leviathan, by which the young cub seems still tethered to its dam. Not seldom in the rapid vicissitudes of the chase, this natural line with the maternal end loose becomes entangled with the hempen one, so that the cub is thereby trapped. Some of the subtlest secrets of the sea seemed divulged to us in this enchanted pond. We saw young Leviathan amours in the deep. Footnote. The sperm whale, as with all other species of the Leviathan, but unlike most other fish, breeds indifferently at all seasons, after a gestation which may probably be set down at 9 months, producing but one at a time, though in some few known instances giving birth to an Esau and a Jacob, a contingency provided for in suckling by two teats, curiously situated, one on each side of the anus, but the breasts themselves extend upwards from that. When by chance these precious parts in a nursing whale are cut by the hunter's lance, the mother's pouring milk and blood rivalingly discolor the sea for rods. The milk is very sweet and rich. It has been tasted by man. It might do well with strawberries. When overflowing with mutual esteem, the whales salute more hominum. End of footnote.